Adventures of Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, is based on the characters from the full-color action pictures of the same name to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Each Sunday, 11 million adults and 6 million children enjoy the world's best artists and cartoonists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Don't miss it. Get your Hearst Sunday newspaper next week and every week. And now, The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Jungle Jim and the mysterious Mr. Smith, captured and held prisoner on the island of San Rigo in the Caribbean, realize that they must escape this secret Nazi invasion base and warn our government of its existence. After much difficulty, they overpowered their guard and managed to steal an enemy pursuit plane that was warming up on the edge of the flying field. Immediately, three Nazi planes took off after them and peppered their plane with machine gun bullets. Jim, however, by skillful flying, was able to elude the Germans and headed their stolen Nazi ship for the United States.
Well, Smith, we're in the clear now. Not a sign of our pursuers for the last 20 minutes.
They must have turned back, Jim.
Yeah, there won't be much left of San Rigo when our bombers get through with it. Would I love to be... Hey, Smith.
Huh?
That plane.
What plane?
There, up ahead. Just popped through that cloud bank.
Well, I thought we'd left those German planes behind us, Jim.
So did I. Better get our machine guns unlimbered. He's seen us and he's coming head on.
Right. I'll handle him.
Hold your fire like I'm up from under. Wait. Wait, Smith. That isn't a Nazi plane.
What?
No, it's an American patrol plane.
Say, Jim, isn't it a wonderful sight?
Hey,
he's firing at us, Jim.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he's seen our insignia, those swastikas.
What are you going to do?
There's no way of letting him know we're friends. We'll have to get away before he shoots us down. Hold on, we're going to die for the water.
Better pull up, Jim. We're getting dangerously close to the water.
Right. Hold on, Smith. We're going to crack up.
Smith, where are you?
Here, Jim, hanging onto this piece of wing.
How are you?
Not so good. I think my leg's broken.
Hang on, I'm coming over. Be right with you, Smith.
Jim, this pain in my leg is killing me.
Here, Smith, let me help you up on top of the wing.
No, it'll never hold me.
Now look, Smith. We've been through a lot together lately. We're not going to give in now. Give me a hand to lift you up. Give me a hand.
Okay, but...
No buts. High and dry.
Oh, what about you, Jim?
I'll stay right where I am. The water's fine.
You suppose they'll try to land and pick us up, Jim?
I'm afraid not, Smith. It's a land-based plane that got us.
These... Still circling around up there.
Yeah, probably to see if we survive that crash. Now he's turning back to the mainland.
Then we're through, Jim. This piece of wing won't stay afloat forever.
Now, Smith. He'll send help after us.
Maybe.
Why, we'll live to tell our grandchildren about this little adventure. Keep your chin up.
I hope you're right, Jim. I hope you're right. Water. Give me some water, please.
Wish I had it to give you, fella. How's that leg of yours? Pretty bad?
Plane. Where is it? You said they'd come back for us, Jim. You said that.
Don't worry, Smith. They'll be here. It isn't like our country to leave men to die. Whether they think we're enemies or not, they'll be back.
Yeah, but when? When, Jim? Oh, my leg is... Oh.
Smith. Passed out again. Oh, poor chap. Must be in pretty awful pain. Well, if you're going to come for us, friends, you'd better come soon. Yes, you'd better come mighty soon.
Jim. Jim. Still here?
Still with you, fella.
No plane yet, Jim?
They'll be here. Don't worry.
You're saying that to keep me going, aren't you, Jim?
No, Smith. I was never more certain of anything in all my life. Now, let's not talk about it anymore. How does that leg of yours feel?
Numb. I can't feel it anymore. But Jim.
Yes, Smith.
Let me get into the water for a while. You get up here on the wing.
Wouldn't think of it. I'm a regular fish. Feel uncomfortable out of water. Couldn't breathe.
You've been pretty swell, Jim. I don't know how to thank you.
Forget it. I'm perfectly comfortable. Say, wait a minute.
Huh?
Isn't that a plane?
Jim, you're right. Think they see us?
Well, they're coming right at us.
Hope it's not another land plane.
No, it's not. It's a PBY patrol plane, a flying boat. The English call them Catalinas. Boy, I never saw a more beautiful sight in all my life. Look, he's coming down the land.
It's a Coast Guard plane, Jim.
Right. I told you they wouldn't leave us out here. Ahoy! Ahoy there!
Ahoy, you Heidi! Take it easy. We'll take you aboard.
They think we're Nazis, Smith.
Well, you can't blame them.
We're not Germans. We're Americans.
Americans? Now I'll tell one.
Oh, it's the truth, Captain.
Well, what are you doing in a Nazi plane?
It's a long story. We'll tell you when we get aboard.
It better be good, mister. It better be good. Grab that line there, mister. We'll haul you aboard. There. Got it?
Right.
What's the matter with your friend there? Is he hurt?
Broken leg, we think. Smith.
Huh?
Feel strong enough to hold onto this line?
I don't know, Jim.
Well, I'll lash it around you just to make sure. Okay, onto your arm. There, that's it. Okay, Captain.
Got a good grip?
Right. All the way.
All right. Here you come.
That's it. All right, Smith.
All right.
Easy.
There. Give me your hand. All right. Up you come.
Thanks. Now, up you come, Smith.
There we are. They're aboard, Pete. Let's get off.
Hi, Captain.
And now, gentlemen, I think a little explanation is in order. How do you happen to be flying a Nazi pursuit ship? Well, Mr. Bradley, I've just been in touch with headquarters over the wireless, and they confirm your identity.
Glad to hear that, Captain. Think peacefully.
G2 seemed pretty anxious about you two. They'd given you up for lost when your plane didn't show up 2 days ago.
Is it only 2 days? It seems like 2 years. Hey, did you send in the report we gave you on the Nazi base at San Rigo?
Right. Our Air Force will be working on that place with explosive calling cards very shortly now.
Well, I wish I could do a little of that work myself. I have a personal little feud I'd like to settle with a certain Nazi boy by the name of Von Ehrman.
Well, I'm afraid you'll have to leave Von Ehrman to the Air Force, Bradley. I think there's a job waiting for you when we land.
Job? What kind of a job?
I can't say. All I know is that you're to report to a Mr. Murchison immediately. Mr. Murchison will give you your instructions.
Mr. Murchison?
Yes.
I'm Jim Bradley. You wanted to see me?
Oh, yes. Bradley. Yes, sit down. Sit down.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. I've heard a great deal about you, Bradley. You've been a pretty active man lately, haven't you?
I've had my share of action, sir.
More than your share, I'd say. You like action?
I haven't had much choice in the matter lately, sir. Sort of followed me around.
Yes, you and Smith have done an excellent job so far.
So far? Then I take it that there's more coming?
Yes, quite a bit. You're successful. If I say you, Bradley, because from now on you'll have to travel a lone road.
Yes, sir. How is Mr. Smith?
Oh, much better. I just spoke to him on the phone from the hospital.
I'm going to run over and see him as soon as you're through with me, sir. I wanted to before, but my orders were to see you first.
Yes, orders. And you obey orders, Bradley?
I'll do my best, sir.
Best, eh? Well, best is the only thing we can accept in this job, Bradley. One false step would be fatal for you. And very serious for our country.
I see.
Yes, you must see this clearly, Bradley. The job I'm going to offer you is probably the most difficult one I've ever assigned.
Yes, sir?
It's a purely voluntary job, and it pays nothing in return.
I'm not looking for pay, Mr. Murchison.
Not speaking of money, Bradley. I can find a million men who will work for our country for nothing. But very few men who will take this job, because it pays off only in disgrace and scorn.
Disgrace and scorn?
Yes. If you think the job's going to be too much for you, if you think that the price you'll have to pay will be too high, don't hesitate to refuse. I know what I'm asking.
My answer is yes, Mr. Murchison. My country needs me in any capacity. Well, when do I start?
Remember, Bradley, there'll be no flags flown for you. No honors. No medals. If people do speak of you, it'll be only with hatred.
My answer is still yes, Mr. Murchison. For the same reason.
Very well, Bradley. This is your assignment.
What is the new assignment that Mr. Murchison is offering Jungle Jim Bradley? What new adventures are ahead? Don't miss a single exciting installment of The Adventures of Jungle Jim, which comes to you every week at this same time over this same station. You can follow other adventures of Jungle Jim every Sunday in the Comic Weekly, among 18 pages of other comics and action pictures in full color. Containing the work of the world's best cartoonists and artists, the Comic Weekly comes to you every Sunday with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. You'll find such stellar attractions as George McManus's Bringing Up Father, Walt Disney's Donald Duck, Percy Crosby's Skippy, and a host of others all in full color. Remember, the Comic Weekly comes to you every week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Don't miss it. ¶¶